Dealmakers in Emergency Markets, number 5. Hi there, it's real estate coach Josh Fegan, and we're here on Easter Monday as Victoria has now decided to be open back for business. There's been a change in the legislation since Thursday night, and here on Monday, we're now in a position that agents are able to conduct private appointments on both unoccupied and occupied premises. Agents are allowed to attend to premises, as are a buyer allowed to attend to premises. The only difference is that the owner must have left the property for one of the main reasons, such as exercise, to attend to someone from a care perspective, or to be able to go out there and to buy essentials. This rapidly changes the game for the Victorian market, now bringing it back into line with all of the other states and territories across Australia. But what is interesting is that we're in a position now that we're starting to see the potential of lockdowns being lifted in New Zealand within the course of the next few weeks. And what is important in this recording is that today we're going to concentrate a lot on getting ready for the rebound. I think that a lot of real estate agents in Victoria certainly lost a few kilos over the weekend just thinking about their business being in shutdown. But let's give a thought to what's happening in other international markets and around what we can be doing as individual agents. Really, this is the opportunity ahead. Not to rebuild what it is that we do in our industry that we did before this coronavirus thing turned up, but really to reimagine what's actually possible for us as individual agents. And this is the whole conversation, is about understanding about the usage of not only digital tools, but in order to be able to have better quality conversations with the people that we get to work with on a regular and consistent basis. And really today, what I wanted to talk a lot about was about prospecting for the future. And this is all about understanding what you're doing in terms of the digital journey. You see, ultimately, consumers work in two different places, what we go to call the online world and also what we go to call the offline world. Now, the offline world, we're very used to, you know, going to auctions, going to open for inspections and doing a private appointment on a property. But we now know that that offline world isn't as dynamic as it used to be. We're not able to meet as many people at those open for inspections because we can only do private appointments. And now that we're doing auctions virtually, we don't get the benefit of all of the neighbors actually seeing the result in a digital environment, unless, of course, we've invited them to the auction online. What is really important here is to think about what these opportunities are to reimagine the way that we go to work with customers. And what we're seeing is the transformation of the digital world and being able to get us a bit better quality conversations around what people are actually doing to be able to then jump on the phone and have good conversations with those people to move them forward. What we know is that every single time that you go to work with someone, that the email address is like the ultimate cookie. It's like the breadcrumb that follows you everywhere that you go on the internet. And it tracks all of the individual behaviors that you're doing when you're looking at properties more expensive or properties that are cheaper, and then working out what you should be doing next. What is critically important here is that what you're trying to think about is that the email address is the number one thing that we need to look after. Now, a lot of real estate agents really want to be big on social, but what I found is that I have about a 10% conversion from my organic content on social versus when I send out an email, I get about a 30 to 35% engagement rate where people are actually opening up and having good quality conversations. What I know is critically important here is that inside of the digital world, once we get someone's email address, that then allows us to be able to send out buyer alert emails. Those buyer alert emails might actually have some other content in there, including what to do if you're in one of the 11 different customer types, combined with also too some recent sales data on properties that have recently sold. Now, the reason why this is critically important is that what the email is designed to do is to get us more clicks. And based on what people are doing from a click perspective, that's showing us about their digital intent. If, for example, they're opening up and having a look at recent sales, if, for example, they're having a look at new properties that have come to market, then it actually goes to show us some intent that they're thinking about doing something at a real estate level. What we can then do is we can then go into the back end of those email systems and have a look at the email reports to have an idea about what people are actually doing on an individual basis. And once we've got those individual conversations right, then we can actually be in a position that we now know how to get on the front foot and be able to have good quality conversations with people. What I think is important in that digital world is to understand the power of not only subscribes, but also unsubscribes. And what you really want to be tracking is the total number of people that are inside of your database and how many of those people are subscribed to receive your alerts and how many of those people are unsubscribing. Now, what we know is that when a consumer is unsubscribing, they're doing that for one of a couple of reasons. One, they may have just completed on a transaction. Two, what you're sending them isn't relevant. Or number three, they're actually in a position that they are no longer looking at doing something at a real estate level. Now, if they have actually just purchased the first edition, then now is really the conversation to be getting on the phone and having and be talking to them about how you might be able to serve them in the future. Maybe they've got an existing asset that they need to sell, given that they've just bought. Maybe they've just bought from an investment perspective and they might need us from a property management level. Or maybe we're in a position that they might actually be in a position that they're going to be a future seller of ours now that they've bought in and around our local market. What is important to then consider is that if they're telling you that what you're sending them isn't relevant, then how do we make sure that our communication is much more relevant to what the consumer is really looking for? Now, what I find pretty interesting is that when you get like an email from like Coles or Woolworths or one of the major supermarkets, what you actually get is like a list of their key specials. They don't send you a list of every single thing that's available inside of the store. Yet real estate agents haven't really reimagined their templates for quite some time. And what they tend to do is that they would tend to send like a weekly email, which has a list of every single property they've currently got available in the market. All the properties that are coming as forthcoming auctions, all the properties that are available off market, all the properties that are currently on market, the properties that are recently sold. And it's like literally the longest email in the world. And you and I both know that if in the footer of that, we actually put, you know what, ring me now, I'll give you $1,000 in cash. No one would actually ring you because no one ever gets to the bottom of that email. So what is important to think about is that what you're doing from an email perspective, and particularly around your templates, to really be making sure that you're getting people to click on particular items. And we've seen that happen in terms of the major real estate portals for quite some time when they talk about something called a reveal. Now, the reveal was when someone would like literally put their mouse over the top of your mobile number, and then they could give you some stats and some IDs to tell you, you know, this is how many people got your mobile number revealed when they actually went to the major portals. Well, it's no different in terms of what you're doing inside of your email. Every single one of the components that's clickable inside of that email is a trackable event. And what you want to be thinking about is that this might give you an idea on the types of people that want to be having good quality conversations. Let's say, for example, that someone clicked on the request an appraisal tab. Now they're in a position that you know they're thinking about selling in some way or another. This digital journey of what customers is doing isn't new. In fact, it's been around for quite some time. And we know that Amazon.com was really the one that kind of pioneered this. You'd go and have a look at the book. And if you didn't buy that book, then 2 or 3 days later, you'd get an email that said, hey, by the way, this book is now on special. Now, why is this such an important thing? Because what we're looking at from that digital world is to be able to know who the people are that want to move into the offline world. Now, when buyers are in a position, they're a little bit wary about coming to private appointments, as everyone is about leaving the house from a health perspective. It is really important that we're thinking about those digital tools and how we can go to amplify performance. Now, that might mean that we need to make sure that we've got really good quality virtual tours, really good quality videos, but also in addition to that, good quality walkthroughs that are available when people actually request them. And I think that this is such an important part because the more that we can give people the feel of what it's like to live in the property, the better quality of the inspection. Now, when we're getting people to come out and have a look at properties at a buyer appointment level, if they're actually have already seen the property online, if they've viewed the video, and now they're in a position that they're coming to have a look at the home, the chances are that the quality of the inspections are going to be much higher. Now, this leads us into some really good quality conversations, because really what we're needing to do now as agents is we need to reimagine what it is that we do at a prospecting level. Now, let's have a little bit of a look about how we need to open up some new lead sources, because now that open homes are gone, what's actually the data plan on how we're planning to be able to acquire large amounts of data to be able to work with more people more often? What I think is incredibly important is to understand the difference between database and customer base. Throughout the course of your career, you might have been building a database, but ultimately what we really know is that who are the people that are really inside of your customer base? And if you don't know them and you're not prepared to call them, then like literally, why are they on that database anyway? And so what I've really tried to do is try to remove the word database from any of our training and move us into this whole concept around customer base. Now, customer base is incredibly important because this is thinking about the different groups and different types of people that you've got sitting inside of your customer base that you can be having better quality conversations with. And this is a really important point because people are available for a chat now, and now's the chance for you as an agent to really set the bar and be able to build some really significant momentum. Here are some of the things that we're doing to have some good quality conversations to open up better quality sections inside of your customer base. What you want to be concentrating on is our prospecting layer cake. And we're going to have a quick look about how the layer cake has changed and what you can be doing to really innovate in this area. The first key one is to think about your personal network. This is like literally just a list of all the people that you know. Now think about that, all the people that own restaurants, all the people who own cafes, all of the people that you're in a position that you might have met that actually do something at a property level. Last year I was having some conversations about how Jim's Mowing was actually opening Jim's Real Estate in Victoria. And one of the conversations around that was that there was this whole conversation around what they were doing because Jim's Mowing did like close to 1 million property transactions a month. Not only painting properties, mowing lawns, putting up antennas, you know it, they actually had an incredible customer base of people that already own property. Now, it's an interesting conversation because what would it take for you to be able to have good quality relationships with the people that are already doing property maintenance in your area? So as an agent, if you wanted to be incredibly productive, what you could do is you could like literally get a list of all the people that do those things. Now, this is where you might want to go and have a conversation with your property manager. And now's actually the chance to be able to see whether or not you could do like a Zoom call with some of these people. Now, the benefits of doing a Zoom call is that that's going to allow us to do that at a social distancing level, but you could do like a quick 3-4 minute video with some of the local suppliers and have some conversations with them and then put them on all of your social networks. Now, the benefit is that you tag them in, they tag you in, but off the back of that, you're actually now starting to build some relationships. It's a very simple call to make. You know, hey, Hannah, it's Josh Fegan. Look, I see that you cut lawn in our local area. I'm one of the local real estate agents. And obviously, as we're going through this quarantine thing, there's a number of people that are in a position that would like to be able to get their properties prepared for sale as soon as quarantine restrictions are lifted. Now, I was just wondering, would it be okay to refer you? Now, naturally, as a part of that, what I'd like to do is a little video about what you do and how it works. And so then that way we could get out to all the people in the community and see whether or not that might be of interest. Now, this might want to be one of the things that you got to put inside of your email on a weekly basis is a different feature interview with a different local business that does something at a property level. Now, this is a really important conversation because, like, literally some of the best in this business literally have four or five people that are inside of their personal network that tend to refer them a large amount of work. And this ability to be able to have a list of all the people that are inside of your personal network sitting inside of your database that you can email on a regular and consistent basis and then do a call session with each and every week to have a good quality conversation about what it is that you're doing, you're actually helping them to really build a significant business. Now, to me, that little 45-minute conversation is such a simple one. We can just get on the phone and go and ring them and say, hey, Hannah, it's Josh. Just thought I'd quickly check in. How's business for you guys? How are you tracking? Here's a referral that I've got for you, or how did you go with that referral that I sent you? Or I'm still looking for some referrals for you, and I'll let you know as soon as I get one. And what you want to start thinking about is that this is a really good opportunity to be able to really build a better quality business network. And what we're seeing some agents do is then saying, well, why don't we get all of these people in a Zoom call together and actually introduce all of the local suppliers so they can have good quality conversations with each other and basically build like a virtual business networking event. Now, the second one is then in our layer cake is then to think a little bit about buy work. Now, I'm so glad that I called it buy work because we can no longer do open for inspections, but what we can do is private appointments on more properties. And this is a really important conversation, particularly as New Zealand emerges from its lockdown, is the conversation about really banking inquiry so that the moment that you are able to do inspections, you can physically get people to the properties. Now, why this is such an important point is that if you're getting private appointments, it's telling you that people have a real genuine interest in wanting to secure the property. We know that qualification skills are massively important here to identify that the buyer is actually someone who's going to be proceeding with a purchase. And really one of the most important things is to make sure that you're getting good quality feedback for your vendors. As they're not getting 10, 20, 30 people through an open for inspection on a weekend, it's really important that if they are getting one or two or possibly even three private appointments a week, that they're getting good quality price feedback from those buyers. So then it can help them to understand what they need to do in order to be able to go and get to sold. What is important a part of that process is that we've got so many people sitting inside of our buyer database. And now is really a great opportunity to be able to clean up that data set. This is the chance to be able to get on the phone and ring every single one of those buyers. And do it in a really caring way. You know, be a person first and a real estate agent second. Hey, Hannah, it's Josh Fegan. Just a quick courtesy call. I just want to see how things are going with you guys and is there anything that we can do to help and assist? Look, obviously, a lot of things are changing at a real estate level. We just thought we'd check in to see, is there anything that we can do to help you for where you're at? Now, this is such a simple call and it's such an opening call because you can also then continue that call if it's going well to understand if they still have an appetite to purchase. And as a part of that, if they do, re-qualify them around all the requirements and also to make sure that they're on your buyer alert emails. This is such an important time because never before have we had this chance for the real estate industry to go on semi-pause and allow us to get on the phone and ring every single one of those buyers. The second one after that is to then think a little bit about what you're doing in terms of getting that good quality feedback because chances are that if a buyer's coming to an inspection, they're probably going to buy a property in the course of the next 7, 14, 21, 28 days. It's really our job as real estate agents to make sure that we've qualified them correctly and that we can then take them to another property that we think could suit their appointments, of course, by private appointment. The third major one inside of our prospecting lead sources is to then think a lot about past clients. This is really a time to be reconnecting with all those people that have already bought a property from you during the course of your career. What I've got some agents doing is literally getting on the phone and ringing every single buyer and every single person who's actually done a transaction with them on the buying and the selling side and literally just thanking them for the opportunity to be able to do business with them. And it could be a very simple call like this. Hey, Hannah, it's Josh Fegan. Just a very quick courtesy call. I want to say congratulations. You've been in your house for another year. And I just wanted to say to you, look, how are things with you guys and how's the house? Look, you're actually due for an annual checkup and I just wanted to know, would it be worthwhile for us to pop out at some point in time to give you a bit of an idea of what it's worth so then you can make some better decisions for the future. Now, this might be something that you're doing at an individual basis where you might be doing that post-lockdown or if you're in Australia, you might be doing that even virtually. You don't even have to go and visit the home itself. You need to understand about the risk requirement for both the sellers, but it is a quality conversation to be talking with those past clients. A very simple version of this call is also just to call anyone who's actually done a transaction with you in the course of the last 12 months. Hey, Hannah, it's Josh Fegan calling. Just a really quick courtesy call to say, hey, thanks so much for the opportunity to be able to sell you number 23 Jones Street. I know that you've been in the house now for a little while. I just wanted to say, hey, it was great to meet with you. And is there anything that I might be able to do to assist you in the future? Please let me know. Now, it's a really simple touch base call, but what does allow you to do is to really build some significant momentum in terms of referrals later on down the track. And you've got to remember, we've never been so connected in a virtual world of getting on the phone, having conversations with people around us, doing a lot of FaceTime, and doing all the key things that count. What is important here is to think that these past clients are literally the future of your business. And one of the things that amazes me is the number of agents that would go and spend money to try to find new clients when in fact they already have existing clients that they could get in conversations with. And this is interesting, like how many times do you go out there to go and pitch on business and you actually are pitching on business where you didn't sell the house to the owner? Now, if that's actually the case, then what you're effectively doing is you're effectively stealing like someone else's past clients that's been completely underserved. So don't be one of those agents that's got a past client list that's never been called. The next one after that is to then think a lot about social proof. And this is a really interesting one that we have seen some great innovation. And this innovation has come by Place up in Brisbane. And what I've seen them do, which has been amazing, is not only about their off-market platform, which is now on the front page of their website, but also in addition to that, that they've been able to do some really clever DLs. Now, these DLs are all around the just listed, just sold type stuff, but particularly for those properties that are off market and those that are also launching as forthcoming auctions and auctions. But what they've come up with is a very special ID, a little logo or badge that's applied to every single one of those particular pieces of artwork. They're commercially printed, and then they're actually being distributed by Australia Post. And literally, they've got the COVID-19 and then underneath that COVID-19 conscious delivered by Australia Post, because they know that the posties are out there, that they're in a position that they're delivering those particular items wearing gloves to actually remove any capabilities around the virus being able to live on the surface of those particular items. Now, I really like it because from a social proof point of view, they're not losing the opportunity. They're really making sure that they've got good quality deals going out around every single property that's been listed and sold, and that they're really communicating clearly around their off-market platform. In addition to that, the next major lead source is obviously going to be our landlords. Landlords are in a position that it's quite frustrating for them as we now state by state presenting new things that they're going to be doing to allow the landlords to be able to stem some of the losses should their tenants not be able to pay rent. In New South Wales, they're rushing through new legislation as we talk today about being able to lower some of the land tax requirements for people that own investment properties, as long as tenants are in a position that they've been able to evidence that they're under financial hardship, and as long as the landlord guarantees a minimum of a 25% reduction in the rent, then there will also be a reduction in the land tax payable by the landlord. Now, this is interesting because this is on a residential basis. We know that literally it's going to be a state-by-state territory base, and it is a really important conversation because you need to be up to date with that. What is important though is to think that a lot of these landlords have multiple properties. Some may make a decision that now is the time to be able to go and buy another investment property. And this is where by working really closely with your property managers, it is a great opportunity for you to be able to go out and to give their owner an idea on what their principal place of residence is worth. Now, the reason why this is such an important point is that there's a huge amount of untapped equity, which they might be able to use that equity to maybe be able to go and buy another investment property. Or they may make the decision to actually sell and to retail their existing home and maybe buy up and buy a more expensive home or better quality asset to be able to live in. Now, these landlords are a massive part of what we do inside of our businesses, and it's a really important part of the conversation moving forward. The final part here is really being community. And I've been so proud of the real estate industry around our ability to be able to wrap our hands around the vulnerable people in our community. This is identifying any people that are over the age of 60 with health complications, or anyone who's over the age of 70 that's already sitting inside of our customer base. And it's the ability to be able to go down to the shops, buy them some essential supplies, go to the pharmacy, pick up their scripts, whatever the story is, to be in a position that we can really help those people. And these types of conversations are a massive important part of what we do. We're no longer in a position that we can go and do like the Bunnings barbecue or being able to do the school fete or the school fair. But what we are able to do is to put our roots deep down into the community and to really help people in a great way. I think that the big evolution here is that we've kind of got this great intermission in life. And it's this intermission inside of your real estate career where you've got the opportunity to be able to turn your database into a customer base. And this is such an important conversation because like it's this very simple idea that 20 connected calls every business day over the course of the next 90 business days ultimately gets you out to 1,800 people. If 10% of those people trade, that's 180 listings. If literally 5% trade, that's 90 listings. If 2.5% trade, then like literally we're in a position of 45 listings. At 1.25% trade, that's 22 transactions ahead. So it's all in what we do now that plays to the rebound that makes a massive difference in the overall success of your business. This is really about an important conversation, and it's about planning and working for what's ahead. Now, I know that it's difficult to be able to have a conversation around what that looks like, but ultimately what I want you to be thinking about is what is the game plan? Now, we know inside of our business that our game plan has never been stronger. To be able to connect with all of our existing customers, to be able to produce the most relevant content as it comes to pass, and being in a position that we can really be someone that gives good quality thinking to get people out to where they need to be. And this is ultimately this opportunity to get really clear about what you want. Now, as we enter a four-day work week, it's really important that you think about some concrete things that you want to achieve this week. This is an important conversation because it's really about learning what it is that you need to do to be able to plan for what's ahead and being in a position that you can get really clear about some particular initiatives that you know will significantly move the business forward. Now, what I know as a part of the conversation is that really this is the chance to be able to set like an entirely new routine. And we know that these 45-minute call sessions at the start of every day are really going to lead to appointments. And what our job is to do is to be able to make sure that we're able to have good quality conversations with people in a really positive way. You know, interesting enough, I really love this question. What's the one thing that if you did today would significantly change the momentum on the inside of your business? And for me, it's about really being able to make sure that we can get in front of the right people and to be able to have good quality conversations. Now, I know that we're going to have some people that are not interested in doing private appointments, obviously from a health perspective or a legal restriction if you're in places like New Zealand or the UK, but this is really the opportunity to be able to bank those appointments so that the moment that you can, you literally have a full diary. What we're now starting to see in New Zealand is people coming to emerge where they're actually saying, look, we need to get properties ready, we need to get them photographed, we need to get them on the market for the moment these restrictions lift, because ultimately we want to be first to market in terms of that buy pool. And we know that if we wait 2, 3, 4 weeks, once the restrictions have been lifted, that we're going to be in a position that then that home is going to be competing with all the other homes that are now coming to market. It's a really interesting situation because to be able to shift momentum, a lot of it's about mindset, a lot of it's about care, and a lot of it's about doing the right thing by the customer. But most importantly, you're remembering what it takes to be a really good quality real estate agent. Your routine really needs to support your beliefs. And one of my beliefs is always about excellence. Excellence as an individual about what it is that I do, making sure that I'm really building good quality routines that support the type of person that I want to become. So this is why diet, exercise, and sleep are massively important, but also nourishing those relationships around me that are incredibly important to be able to make sure that I really stay out in front doing the right things. What I know is that routine about making sure that you're doing your call sessions, entering your emails, making sure that you've got a list of things that you want to update, including your email templates, pre-list kits, being in a position that we can have good quality conversations with people is everything that it takes to be a high quality agent. This to me is like a December period getting ready for February auctions. This to me is like that conversation of having those June, July holidays, but in getting incredibly inspired by what I'm reading and what I'm listening to make sure that I'm really playing ahead of the game. And most importantly, to being able to shift my skills. The final part here as a real estate agent is that you have to remember that every market makes a market. And now is really the time to be turning to have a looking at all of your existing stock to be able to process it. It's those that can keep the days on market shortest that are the ones that win. And we know that a property is on the market for a short period of time, it's ultimately going to achieve a much better sale price. So what our job is to do is to make sure that we're very clear on the indicators of interest during the course of a property sale. These are things like inquiries, inspections, second appointments, contracts and offers. Now, these numbers are not going to be as high as we remember. We might have thought that we would have got 50 to 100 inquiries to then get 30 to maybe 60 inspections. Now we're in a position we might get maybe 8 or 9 inquiries on a property to get 6 or 7 inspections, to then be able to get 2 or 3 people come back for a second appointment, to then move into a position that we get 1 to 2 offers on a property. And it is really important that as an agent that you are making all the proactive steps and conversations to be able to get prices reduced, to repitch properties, to change its sale method and marketing, to be in a position that we can actually get these properties sold. Every single one of our sellers right now needs us. Every single one of our buyers right now needs us. And for you as an individual agent, here is the greatest opportunity to not only build a brand, but to be able to build an incredible referral network by being in front of the right people at exactly the right times. So I really hope that you enjoyed our special Dealmakers in Emergency Markets number 5. Today, obviously, some amazing relief for all of the agents in Victoria as all restrictions on unoccupied and occupied properties for private appointments have been lifted. Such a great opportunity for us to be ahead of the curve here. I hope that you have an incredible week this week. And if there's anything extra that you'd like to see us record in these special editions, then all you need to do is simply email me to josh@joshfegan.com.au. Oh, and by the way, we've also got something pretty exciting to announce. We're going to be holding our first ever prospecting school virtual. This is the opportunity for you to be able to spend 90 minutes with me to be able to learn everything that we need to do to significantly change the game. We've got a brand new downloadable PDF, which is going to cover off on all the essential dialogues that you need to be good in a COVID-19 marketplace. This is an incredible opportunity for you as a real estate agent to really reconnect with all the key skills that are going to make an incredible business for the following 6 months. I really hope you enjoyed today's recording, and I look forward to seeing you next time.